Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Monday, May 20th, 2024. Just down the road a bit from WERU studios and offices, there's a place that looks a little like a small village, complete with gift shops and crafters and childcare and even a church. The sign facing Route 1 says HOME, which once stood for Home Workers Organized for More Employment, back when the Home Co-op was founded more than 50 years ago. HOME's services have evolved with the community over the years, but they remain dedicated to helping people who are unhoused and low income, providing shelter and many other services. During the pandemic, the demand for services increased, but so did funding. Now the demand has continued to be high, but much of the funding has gone away. So now our neighbors at home are asking for help from the community to help bridge that gap and to help raise some funds. They have an event coming up this coming Friday.
Hi, my name is Rosalani Moore. I'm the executive director at HOME, Inc.
And I'm Julie Ream, and I am the program coordinator at HOME Incorporated.
Today, we're reaching out for support for our community. HOME, Inc. is a resource hub for Hancock and Washington County. And currently, we're experiencing an increase in need in multiple areas, such as our homeless shelter programming, which had an 82% increase in bed nights since 2021. If you look at the numbers throughout the pandemic, the increase in cost to our programming has been also exponential. It's not easy to keep these programs running, and HOME needs your support more than ever.
So one of the ways that we're trying to raise money is this Friday, we're having a Pathways to Creativity Open Studios Day here on our campus. All the artist studios and the gift shop will be open for people to come and see what's going on. There's going to be pottery and stained glass. And then we'll also have our bargain barn open with a yard sale. And so that's one of the ways that we're hoping to bring in extra money, but it's not going to touch the need that we have for our shelters.
We want to thank anyone who wants to come out and join us. It's going to be an exciting event. We will have a food truck, the Pie Place food truck, from 11 to 5 as well, and live music.
We're having right here on our campus, which is located at 90 Schoolhouse Road in Orland. You just turn onto Schoolhouse Road and you're at home. We take over both sides of the street, and our studios will be open from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Live music will be from 2 to 4. There is no admission cost, but donations are always, always welcome. Or you could purchase something from the gift shop or the yard sale at the Bargain Barn. And it's open to everyone to come and enjoy and hopefully sign up for a class and, learn a new skill that you can make stuff and sell in our gift shop, It's another way to help HOME. We have a website. It's www, and I'm going to say it, and then I'm going to spell it because it's a little complicated. It's HOME Emmaus USA. So it's www.homemmausa.org. And you can find us on Facebook.
That was HOME Executive Director Rosalani Moore and Program Coordinator Julie Ream. The Pathways to Creativity Open Studios Extravaganza will feature stained glass, mosaics, pottery, painting, basket weaving, prayer flags, and beading, as well as food and other activities. It's coming up this Friday, May 24th, from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the gift shop and artist studios at HOME on Route 1 in Orland. I'll include links to their website and Facebook page in the show notes for the archives of today's program, which you can find at weru.org. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Have a good Monday and hopefully a good week, and I'll see you tomorrow.